well-being scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
We're reading again from the Revised Standard Version. Well-being scriptures, the idea is to motivate us towards being healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that's what the scriptures will do for us. The word of God will get us there. Start with health. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, says the Lord, because they have called you an outcast. It is Zion for whom no one cares. Matthew 15, 30 to 31. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the dumb, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the throng wondered. When they saw the dumb speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Mark 9, verse 23. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 11, 22 to 24. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. For though we live in the world, we are not carrying on a worldly war. For the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every proud obstacle to the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. World Scriptures. Genesis 39, 21 to 23. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's care all the prisoners who were in the prison. And whatever was done there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison paid no heed to anything that was in Joseph's care because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall tend upward only and not downward if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, being careful to do them. Psalm 1, 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Psalm 115, 11 to 16. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is the help and the shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. Proverbs 11, verse 25. A liberal man will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Other well-being scriptures. Psalm 5, verse 12. For thou dost bless the righteous, O Lord. Thou dost cover him with favor as with a shield. Psalm 3, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 75, 6-7. For not from the east or from the west, and not from the wilderness comes lifting up. But it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. Psalm 71, verse 21. Thou will increase my honor and comfort me again. Isaiah 51, verse 16. And I have put my words in your mouth and hid you in the shadow of my hand, stretching out the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth, and saying to you, you are my people. Colossians 1:9-11. And so from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. The word of God makes a difference in our lives, brings about health, increases you on every side. Your well-being is important to God. And so he's made all these promises to get us different, to make us the head and not the tail, to make us healed and live healthy. Listen to this as many times as you can and see God change your life forever, from one level to the other, from glory to glory.
Thank you for your time today. I'll see you again tomorrow. Web scriptures for today. God bless you.